Amen. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day, and we thank you, Lord, that it's another day that you have kept us, and you have kept us, and you have caused us to rejoice in those things that you have called us to walk into. Father, even there we declare and we decree that this space that we are in, it shall be a space of miracles, a space of possibility, a space of love, a space of peace and strength. Father, we declare in the name of Jesus that your will be done in this space and in this moment. Father, we also declare in your precious name that all our needs shall be met according to your riches and glory. Father, we declare and we decree in the matchless name of Jesus that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare, we decree, and we affirm that we are your people and you are our shepherd. Therefore, we will rejoice. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we declare and affirm, as you've been our shepherd, we shall not want for anything because all our needs shall and will be met. And Father, we affirm and decree even on this call tonight that as the people of God began to pray and lift your name up, that every prayer, every utterance will be heard, and you would bring deliverance and you would bring the answers speedily. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let's start praying in the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you now. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for another midnight cry. We thank you for a new day, Father. We thank you for the new thing that you're doing inside of each and every one of us, Father. Father God, we thank you for our leaders, Father, the Master Prophet and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Father. Continue to strengthen them, Father, as they continue to globalize the prophetic. Father God, we thank you now for healing, Father, and we ask that you can continue to heal, Father, your people, Father. I ask now, God, that you touch every person on this line now, Father. Father God, we continue to worship you. We love you, Father God. You are worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Blessed be to your name, Father God. We thank you now. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you now. Lord Jesus, we thank you for right decision-making in this season. Father God, we thank you for a divine hedge of protection, Father, that you have over our lives and our family's lives. Father God, we thank you for touching our children, even in their schooling, Father God. We thank you for increase, Father God, in provisions, Father God, even in our household, Father God. Touch the people of God that are on this line. Touch those that even didn't make it on this line. Father God, continue to touch and move in them afresh and move in them anew, Father. And we pray all of these things, Father, in the masterful name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen.
Amen, Father God. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Amen. Father God, we just thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify your holy name. We just thank you for allowing us to come together to lift you up. Lord, that you be manifested, you be glorified. And we realize, Lord, that there's only one God, Lord, and beside you there is no other. Lord, we come to you humbly, repenting of every sin, every weight that so easily beset us. Oh, Lord, that we just continue to move forward into that what you call us to do, even in this very hour. We pray for the heads of government, Lord, that you would touch them one by one, name by name, the sick and shut in. We thank you for moving even upon them right now, manifestation of supernatural healings, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Those that are incarcerated, we ask you to touch right now. Those that are looking for peace, those that with troubled hearts, Lord, oh, just minister to them, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will find peace in you, satisfaction in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, even as you move all over across this land, those that continue to push going forth in your righteousness, Lord, continue to strengthen them. Those that may feel weary, those that may feel like giving up, Lord, continue to stir them, give them that passion, give them that go ahead, that encouragement to continue to move forward, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we take authority over every hindrance spirit, everything that's not like you try to come nigh your people. It shall not prosper, Lord, and we be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, we thank you for the word on today. We thank you for your word is true. Lord, we thank you for the word is strength. We thank you for your word is a lamp unto our feet. Lord, we thank you for the master prophet, Prophet Deborah, the company of Prophet Joy Ministry, the entire prophetic family, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for marriages right now. We thank you for family relationships right now. Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we actually just touch leaders all over the country. Oh, Lord, those that continue to lift up your word, Lord. Lord, continue to give them clarity. Continue to stir their purpose up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, that they will continue to look to the hill from which cometh their help and know that their help coming from you, Lord. And we be careful to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Lord, we thank you for a new day. We thank you for a new sound. We thank you for a new mind. We thank you for a new heart. We thank you for a new spirit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for ordering ourselves on today. Lord, we thank you for moving like never before. Supernatural breakthroughs, manifestations, Lord, all across your people, all every home that's represented here right now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you right now, and we praise you. We just thank you for the opportunity, Lord, to just lift you up, and we be careful again to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we bless you, for this is the day that you've made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord, for great peace have we, because we love your law, and nothing shall offend us. We thank you, O God, that we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of the sinner or sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law, Lord God. In your law we meditate day and night. And we are like a tree planted by the rivers of water, and we bring forth our fruit now in this season. Also, our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment is condemned. We dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. We abide under your shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you are our refuge. You are our fortress, and you are our God. We see you, Lord, because you hear us and you deliver us from all of our fears. We thank you, Lord, that every generational curse is broken. We thank you, Lord, that every family represented on this line is healed and restored. We thank you, Lord God, that relationships are healed. We thank you, Lord, for the manifestation of your glory in every family. We thank you, Lord, that your kingdom come and your will is done in every household. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you. We call every need met. We call every bill paid. We call every physical body healed. And we call every relationship restored and set free. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you for life. We thank you for life. We thank you for life, Lord. We thank you for a new day, Lord God, each and every day, Lord God. We thank you for a new day. Lord, we pray that your will be done. We pray that your will be done through us, Lord God. We give you glory, honor, and praise for all that you've done in the past and where you are looking to take us, Lord God. Lord, tonight I pray for health in the physical body, health in the mind, health in the there helping the soul, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, any place that is broken, you would make whole again. I pray, Lord God, any place that is scarred in our life, that you would heal, Lord God, that you would break holy restoration upon us, Lord God, that we would be made new in you, Lord God. I pray for our families, Lord God. I pray for our friends, our relationships, our communities, Lord God. I pray that you would continue to use us, Lord God, that you would continue to use us, Lord God. Continue to use us to do your will, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And I pray, God, that even in times of question and fear and concern, Lord God, that you would give us peace beyond understanding. You would give us clarity of mind, Lord God, to move in our God spirit, to move in your strength, to move in courage, Lord God. But I pray for direction. I pray for direction tonight, Lord God, for those who may feel stuck, who may feel, I'm not sure, I'm certain, Lord God, I just pray for clarity in mind that you would move us into our will, or even places where there's a dead end, Lord God, that you would make a way out of the impossible in our lives. In your mighty, precious name, amen and amen.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for letting us come on the call one more night, dear Lord, the midnight cry, Father God, as we come boldly, dear Lord, before you tonight, Father God. Thanking you for another day, dear Lord. Thank you for keeping us in our right mind, dear Lord. Thanking you for your precious blood covered us, dear Lord. Thanking you for just being there for us, dear Lord. Thanking you for the breakdowns that we have in our life to make us strong, dear Lord. We thank you for the transformations that's coming forth in our life, dear Lord. We thank you for our families, dear Lord. Jesus, that's not saved, Father, that we know that you will save them, dear Lord. We thank you for salvation, dear Lord. We thank you for your love, dear Lord. We thank you for who you are in our lives, dear Lord. We just thank you and praise you and give you the honor, dear Lord. We thank you, Father God, that even though we struggle, Father God, in different things in our life, Father God, you are there to hold us up, Father God. You have us in the palm of your hand, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father. We give you the glory, dear Lord. And, Father, look upon our children, dear Lord. Look upon our children, Father God, that's out there in the world, dear Lord, that don't have mentors in their life, dear Lord. Uphold them, Father God. Send the angels around them, Father God. Cover them, dear Lord Jesus. Look upon every last children that's in the family that we have, dear Lord Jesus. Cover them as well, too, Father God. Keep them in their right mind, dear Lord. Send the right people in their path, dear Lord. We thank you for businesses, dear Lord, that you're going to bless our businesses, dear Lord. We thank you for what you're going to do, Father God, in our businesses, dear Lord. We just praise you and give you the honor, dear Lord, for finances, dear Lord, more finances, dear Lord, coming our way, dear Lord. We just give you the glory, dear Lord, for that too, Father God. And Lord, look upon our Archbishop Ebonar Jordan and Pastor Deborah. Dear Lord, we thank you for them, Father God. We thank you for them for the prophetic ministry that they have been doing, dear Lord, Father, and what they're going to be doing, Father God. Bless their hands, dear Lord. Continue to give them favor, Father God, everywhere they go, Father God, even in networking, new friendships. Dear Lord, we praise and give you the honor, dear Lord. Look upon the ministers, dear Lord Jesus, too, Father God, that's on the line, dear Lord. Look upon Zoe Ministry, dear Lord. Look upon our deacons. Look upon our ministers, dear Lord. Look upon our family, dear Lord, the Zoe Ministry family, dear Lord. Look upon our mothers, Mother Jordan and Betty, dear Lord Jesus. Continue to give them strength, Father God. We give you the glory. We give you the honor, dear Lord. And, Lord, those that's on the call tonight, bless them, Father God, with their heart's desire, dear Lord. Anything that they're going through, dear Lord, you are there right there in the midst with them, Father God. Uphold them, Father God. Bless those that need a financial blessing, dear Lord. Heal those that need to be healing, dear Lord. Give those that need peace tonight, Father God, in their heart, dear Lord, in their situations, dear Lord. And we thank you. We give you the praise. We give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we come to you with an open heart. We come to you with an open mind. We come to you with thanksgiving. We come to you with mercy. We come to you with great praise out of our mouth. Father God, we know that all things is designed by you. Father God, even though it does not look like it, God, we even give you praise in the midst of all of our circumstance, God. We give you praise within with all of our breakdowns, God. We give you praise within our breakthroughs, God. We give you praise even when we feel troubled, God. We give you praise when we're feeling down, God. We give you praise when we are up, God. Father God, you get the praise in all things in our life, God. And Father God, we ask that you look upon each and every one household that is connected to this conference call and look over their loved ones, God. Father God, we ask that you look over our sons, God, just to protect them, God. Look over our daughters, God, to protect them, God. Protect our children's virtues, God. Father God, send the angels around them, God, and send it favor all around each and every one and each and every one family members, God. Father God, we lift up every business owners and business that is connected through this prophetic connection, God. We ask that you send new connections and networks, God, and send right opportunities, God. Open our eyes, God, to see every possibility that is out there that we can create, God. Father God, guard our mouths, God. Let us speak and be declaring your name, God. Father God, any type of sickness that comes against, God, we plead the blood of Jesus over it, God. Father God, you know, for your word says that I am healed by your stripes, God. Father God, any type of sickness that shall come among the people of God, we cancel it out, God. Father God, we speak to every closed door to open up right now. Father God, we speak to anything that seems lost, God, we ask that you recover it, God. Father God, we know that it is your way for us to live in the life that we chose to live, God, in the abundance life, God. Father God, we thank you for planting us as a tree, God. We thank you for having us to stand on your word, God. We thank you for guiding our path in this journey, God. Father God, we thank you for all the good things that you've been giving and doing in our life, God. Father God, we ask that you look upon the Clark family with their uncle and their brother, God. Father God, we ask that you look upon those that is going through flu, God. We ask that those that are dealing with heavy allergies, God, just to send your angel, your healing angels around them, God. Father God, we declare victory in everything and every circumstances right now, God. Father God, we ask that you send new contracts, God, a new network, God, right people in our way, God. Father God, we know that all things work out for the good, God, and we love you, God. We love you, God. We praise you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives, God. We thank you for every opportunity that you keep bringing into our life, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Father God, we ask that you cover each and every one's mind, God. We ask that you give us new, fresh, revitalized, new energy, God. Give us new ideas, God, new ideas that bring us into prosperous ways, God. Father God, teach us to be able to connect with us. Others, God. Teach us to have an open heart where we don't come to judge others, God. Father God, teach us how to love as you love each and every one, God. Father God, let our life be glorified to you in your name, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen.
And Father God, I thank you right now for this midnight call tonight, and I thank you, Father God, for the things that you're getting ready to do on this call. And I thank you, Father God, that your word said men are always pray and not faint. And Father God, we refuse to give up because, Father God, we know you can do exceedingly abundantly all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us. And I thank you, Father God, for Archbishop Master Prophet Ebenard Jordan and our beloved Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their beloved family and grandchildren. I thank you, for God, for the life and the wisdom of our mother, Prophetess Mary Jordan. We thank you, Father God, for the building of her body and, Father God, for the increasing of her, God. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over her. In the name of Jesus. And, Father God, I thank you for the spirit of love. I thank you for the spirit of joy and the spirit of peace and long-suffering and the spirit of gentleness and the spirit of goodness and faith. I thank you for the spirit of meekness and temperance, Father God, because, God, as we walk in your spirit, God. We know that we have an inheritance in your kingdom, Father God. I thank you, Father God, and even as I stand today, I stand for every sick person, every person that has disease, Father God, knowing that by your stripes they already healed. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare healing and restoration. And hallelujah, and instantaneous healing right now in the lives of your people right now. I thank you, Father God, that your word says, as we give, it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And you shall cause men to give unto our bosom in the name of Jesus. So, God, I decree and declare financial breakthrough right now. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare financial restoration, financial overflow. I thank you, Father God, for financial liberation, God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, that you're giving us power to attain wealth. I thank you for now prosperity. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every loved one or every unsaved loved one right now on this line, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, that even in this hour, you begin to call salvation to come unto our families right now. In the name of God, I decree and declare right now. I thank you for divine healing, and I thank you for divine protection for the lives of our family right now. Even God, bring unity, bring togetherness, God, and our families, God. In the name of Jesus, even our church family, I pray for every ministry on this line. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you for revival, God, for this their ministry, God. Let revival come from the north, south, and the east, and the west. God, I thank you for revival is breaking out. And God, even where there's trouble in the land, God, I thank you for your archangel beginning to do warfare on our behalf against terrorist action, God. In the name of Jesus. And Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over families right now that lost individuals concerning this. In the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for the Kelly family right now. I plead the blood of Jesus over them, and let your company angels be around them. Bring the lift in their family. I pray for this Chin family, and I plead the blood of Jesus over them. Bring your company angels around them and lift them, God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the lift, God. I thank you for the turnaround. And Father God, I thank you right now that you're breaking every generational curse. You're breaking every yoke of bondage in our life, God. Let the spirit of liberation reign in our life right now. In the name of Jesus, liberate us, God, in our mind. Liberate us in our spirit, God, in our emotions, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I decree and declare healing and hallelujah and restoration for your people tonight, God. In the name of Jesus, bring the lift, bring the lift. God, let your dunamis power, that miracles may be released in the lives of your people, Father God. I thank you, Father God, what you're doing. And I thank you, Father God, what you're doing for my son right now. I thank you, Father God, for his return home, God. I thank you, Father God, that you're going to continue to allow him to begin to seek you first, and knowing that all things shall be added unto him. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for every mother that is, hallelujah, surveying, interceding for her sons, God, that you begin to bring them forth, God, into your kingdom, God, and bring liberation to their mind, that they would come into a place of purpose and divine purpose for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen, amen.
Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that thy will be done on this call. And Father, I pray for everyone that's represented on this call tonight, Father. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that every prayer request, every utterance, God, every request, Father, I pray and I thank you in the name of Jesus that has already been answered, Father, because we know that you hear us when we pray. Father, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus that you're breaking the back of lack. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that you're breaking the struggle. No more struggle, no more hardship in the name of Jesus. But Father, you said, take my yoke upon you and to learn upon you, because you said, Father, that your yoke is easy and your burden is light, Father. And Father, tonight we choose, Father, to carry those things that you have called us to carry. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, because, Father, you said in your word, Lord, blessed are those that do hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they shall be filled. And, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that you're filling us up, not just filling us, but you're filling us unto overflow, Father, because, Father, we know that you are our shepherd, and we have no need for anything, Father. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus, Father, for even as your word we began to say, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praises shall continually be in our mouth. Father, allow your praises to continue to be in our mouth, Father, even in seasons and times when we don't understand, seasons and times, Father, when we want to give up, Father, keep allowing your praises to continually be in our mouth in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus that you would touch everyone, Father. Father, fill them up and touch them, Father. Father, we pray that you will anoint your people afresh, Father. Father, revive us. Fill us up and revive us with your anointing. Revive us with your spirit. Revive us with your strength. Revive us with your power. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. Those that are shedding, Father. Father, we lift them up in the name of Jesus. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come against those that are oppressed, those that are depressed. Father, we come against that spirit that would try to wear and tire out your people. Father, I thank you, Lord, that you're infusing us with the strength that will not allow us to give up, Father. Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus that we shall stand, even when we feel like we want to bow out. We're going to stand because it is the anointing of God that compels us to stand. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're touching our mothers today. Father, we thank you that you're touching our fathers, Father. Father, not only that, but Lord, you're touching our sisters and our brothers. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, as you touch us, touch your people, Father. Touch them even as they lie down. Touch them as they move about today. And Father, even as we cross into a new day, Father, because we know that this is your day that you have made, Father. Father, we pray, Lord, that this will be a supernatural day, a day of power, a day of creativity, a day where miracles shall begin to come forth in the lives of your people. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you're going to load your people with benefits. For every morning you load us with new benefits, and we thank you for the benefits that you're loading your people right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray that you order our footsteps, Lord. Lord, not only order our footsteps, Lord, but keep a watch over our mouth, Father. Open our hearts, Father, so that we will have your heart, Father, so that we will be able to feel what we need to feel, Father. Open up our eyes, Lord Jesus, so that we can see what you want us to see, Father. Open up, Father, let us shut to our ears so that we can hear what you want us to hear, Father. Father, we thank you. We come against that spirit of poverty, that spirit of lack. We say, move. You have no place, no space in the lives of God's people. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that even as we stand upon this day, Father, we say, have your way, Lord. Let this be one of the most powerful, one of the most unique days and powerful days that we have ever experienced in you, Father. But Father, even as your servant said, it is in you that we live. It is in you that we have our being, Father. So shall it be in the lives of your people right now, Father. Father, encourage us. Give us courage. Let us be courageous. Let us be bold in action, bold in our speech, Father. Let us stand, Father, and let us keep raising the banner of holiness and righteousness in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, let us be people that we can rise up and others will see you living in and through us in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Father. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus you would touch Mary Barron, Father. And Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus already in advance, Father, that her surgery, it shall be well, Father. All shall be well in the name of Jesus, Father. Give her comfort, give her peace, give her peace, and give her comfort, Father. Let her know, Lord, that you're still in control, and all shall be well in the name of Jesus, Father. Those that are in the hospital, we pray for them, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. Father, we pray for our leaders, Father. We pray for our president. Father, we pray for our nation. We pray for our community. And Father, our prayer, Father, is, Lord, you move and you have your way, Father. Father, don't let the enemy come and try to take control. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you will have control in our lives, in this country, in this nation life. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen.
In our churches, but he's going to begin to move in our homes. There's a stirring up. The stirring up must come before the Lord, so that we can see the results, see what God is doing. There's a stirring up, not just only in our homes, but even in our churches and our community. Get ready, people of God. Get ready. God, he's not finished with us. Get ready, people of God, because God is going to stir us up. There's a new breed that God is going to raise up. There's a new breed. I'm not backing down, but I'm going to push forward. The gates of hell shall not overpower me, but I'm going to overpower the gates of hell.
Hallelujah.
The enemy will not have no place, no space in the things that God has called me to walk into. This
Hallelujah.
Is the Lord's day. This is the Lord's day, and we shall rejoice and be glad in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Well, Prophet Naomi, I'm going to give it over to you. I am rejoicing, giving God the praise. I believe we got over almost 150 people on the call tonight.
Awesome.
Keep rolling, keep moving, because God is at work.
Amen. Well, thank you so much, Pastor Deborah, and we appreciate it. We love you and all of the work and the stand that you're doing. All right, people of God, I just want to give a few announcements, and we'll be short and briefly. Is anyone on the call to give the announcement for the 12 noonday call?
Yes, Prophet Joshua, I'm on the line. Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Just tell the people of God what's happening in about 11 and a half hours from now.
Amen and amen. And people of God, please join us live on Pop Life Radio. We are doing a show tomorrow, Theocracy Thursday. It's from noon to 1. And the topic is going to be on churchless, the generation that is choosing not to go to church. So come and join us. Come and join the conversation. It's right here live on this same conference line, same number. Thank you, Prophetess Naomi.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. We appreciate you, Prophet Joshua. All right. Is there any other announcement that any other company or prophets needs to make? You didn't make that announcement. Amen. Well, we will be back here, with Prophet Robert Miola, who's also a pastor. He will be here doing Thursday night teaching. So check your phone, voice message, text message, and our Facebook, social media. We will be putting that out there so everyone will know what time we're going to have, that call. I want to thank you all for being on the line, and I want to just let everyone know, check your emails, because there's some good things that is happening all around there. All right, well, I want to thank you all. And I want to say good night and God bless.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night.
Good night. God bless you all. Love you.